Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And it's great to be with you here on this Thursday evening. Dante Marcatelli here for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Our producer is Aaron Berlin, and we want to get right to it. In about 1 minute, we're going to be joined by the general manager of the Orlando Magic, John Hammond, and we've got a lot to go over. Where the Magic sit, 16 games left, one game out of the postseason spot, two in the loss column behind the Miami Heat. Orlando getting zero help last night from their counterparts. So this next seven-game stretch is going to be huge. And we're going to discuss that with the Magic general manager. Also get an update on Markelle Fultz, Mo Bamba. And just curious how this front office found guys like Kem Birch and Isaiah Briscoe. So we'll run all that down for you. And again, preview tomorrow's game for the Orlando Magic. So this is a critical stretch. The Magic have seven next opponents, are all under 500. Five of those games are at home, beginning tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks. And tomorrow it is Faith and Family Night here at the Amway Center. See the Magic take on the Mavericks at 7 p.m., then stay for a post-game night of worship and testimony featuring Q&A with Magic player Jonathan Isaac as he talks about how his faith has impacted his life. Get your tickets now at orlandomagic.com/faithandfamily. Let's welcome in the general manager of the Orlando Magic, John Hammond, going to join us for a few minutes. It's been beautiful weather the last couple of days. We got the Bay Hill tournament off and running here this morning, and John, I guess I'd love to know, are you a golf guy? Do you play golf? Do you enjoy watching PGA events? Where do you come out on the golf scene?
Wow, Dante, are you at Bay Hill? It sounds like you're at Bay Hill.
No, I'm not there. I would like to. It's beautiful weather. We can head out there after.
I'm in. Let's go.
I imagine you probably got some busy things to do, but would you enjoy that? Do you enjoy watching PGA events?
Oh. I would love that. I've been to a few in my lifetime, and I love it. And golf is an interesting thing for me. You know, I like the game. I really, really enjoy playing the game. It's so difficult, you know, to find the time to take it. I always say this: my golf experience really kind of came out of this. In my time as an assistant coach in the NBA, yes. I played a lot of golf in the off season, and then I left the bench and went to work for Joe Dumars. In the front office.
Right.
And when people asked me if I played golf when I was working for Joe, I used to answer that the same way every time. I said, Joe Dumars doesn't do two things. He doesn't eat lunch and he doesn't play golf. Therefore, I don't eat lunch and I don't play golf. So I went through a 7-year span of working with Joe where I played little to no golf, but I enjoy it and play it as much as I can. And yeah, it's a fun game.
Isn't that something? Well, don't you marvel at what they can do? And it's interesting. I remember Jameer Nelson always used to say, he goes, watch, you'll see Bubba Watson will come to our games and he'll be screaming and yelling at me. But when I go watch him play, I got to be quiet. It is kind of an interesting dynamic that way, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, to see what they can do.
Yes.
It's so remarkable, you know. And, hey, look, all of these guys, like, you know, we talk about the Jameers of the world, people look at them in awe and say, how can they do what they do? And our current players the same way. And then, you know, we go watch these guys on the golf course and think, like, my gosh, they're almost superhuman what they can do.
No, you're right. The best of the best. Speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond. All right, John, well, here we sit, 30-36. We got a pretty critical seven-game stretch coming up. All of these teams are under 500, but I know you don't look at the record and you don't look past tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks, but give us an assessment of your team here at 30-36, currently one game behind Miami, two in the loss column for that eighth spot in the East.
Dante, I think you said pretty critical. I'll say critical.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we want to get to where we want to be, and that's to become a playoff team, we're going to win these games. We're going to win the majority of these games. So, and obviously what we've done since All-Star break, you know, we've taken care of business in games that people thought, well, my gosh, this is going to be such a difficult game. And games we should have won, we haven't won. And that's not making any less of any opponent. But so – you're right. We got some teams under 500. This is an opportunity for us. And look, Dante, we're under 500 right now.
So, but
we have an opportunity that some of these teams don't have right now, and that's an opportunity to still make the playoffs. So It would be great for us organization if we could do it. Hopefully we can.
You know, what do you make of all the years you've been in this league, John? It's no surprise to you that a team can come out and beat the Warriors and can fall at New York or to the Cavs. I mean, it's a tough schedule night in and night out. But what do you make of that? You beat three of the top five teams in the NBA, but unfortunately fall to the three lowest teams in the Eastern Conference. Is that just how this league works, or did you notice something with the team during those three losses?
You know, Dante, it's a hard one to figure it out. If you could figure out those kind of things, because it's just not people underperforming. I think in this case, our team's underperforming against opponents that they should be able to defeat. Not just in our business. I think it's probably true in a lot of businesses where people look and say, like, how come like our sales aren't up to the point where we like them to be, or whatever it might be. But so I think if we could figure that out and had an answer to that, we could probably make an awful lot of money. But you know, I look at it and say, you know, okay, Dante, let's say this, that before the Philly game, after the All-Star break, we were 3-3. And what we've done, we beat three teams that we probably weren't supposed to beat and lost the three teams that we should have beat,
right?
According to the schedule, by looking at the schedule, according to statistics, records, things like that. But, you know, so you say you're 3-3. Well, what if we would have done this? What if we'd have won three games against the teams that we should have beaten but lost to the three teams that we weren't expected to beat? You'd say, 3-3, okay, that's what we're expected to be, but you know what? We can't beat those good teams. We're probably just not good enough. That's what you're probably looking at and saying. But the fact that you can win those games, it tells you you're good enough. So then why can't you get the other games? I don't know what the answer to that is. Is it a, you know, lack of concentration, lack of focus, lack of some kind of preparation? I know our coaches have done a great job. I know our players are competing. They don't want to lose these games, but something's happening that's cost us those games, and you know, we got to figure it out down the stretch here if we want to make the playoffs.
Well, hopefully they can do that. Speaking with General Manager John Hammond, as you mentioned, critical 7-game stretch coming up starting tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks. We hope that they get in. That's the goal. We know they're going to fight like heck to do that. But get in or not, what does this last 16 games, being in the hunt, this playoff chase experience, do for some of these guys on this roster, John?
It's good. It's good. It's going to be a lot better if we get in.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
really,
it is.
That's really what it comes down to. But it's good. It's good. So, you know, you can take that as a positive and say, look, it's good that we're not out of it. It's good that, you know, we're sending here a game out now with, what is it, 16 games to go, I think.
Right.
That's a good thing. That is a good thing. And I'm not going to take anything away from that, but I'm just going to say better if we get in.
Well, and explain that, because we all know what the playoffs are like, and I know fans are excited to hopefully have a chance to get back to it. But experiencing playoff basketball, I mean, obviously, it'd be great for this town. That's what that's what fans are excited about. But for some of the young guys and the guys that haven't been able to do it in this uniform, how does that help them? Just getting that playoff experience.
Well, it's good for our young guys in particular, and we got some other veteran guys that haven't been in the playoffs. But you know, for the young guys like Jonathan Isaac and Mo Bamba, and even Markelle Fultz to be around, that sort of thing is very, very good for us. So just to have the experience to see what it's about, to get that taste, and say, man, now I've got the taste of it. I see what it's like. I see that number one. I see it's like a completely different game. There's the regular season and there's the postseason, and you know, sometimes people say, one thing about the NBA is the guys don't play hard. You and I know, Dante, you're sitting there courtside every night. You know that's not the case. Our guys play extremely hard. They compete every night. They want to win every night. But with that being said, there still is a level, kind of ratchets up to another level once the playoffs begin. And I think it'd be good for our guys to see that, know that, get a taste of that. And then if you have an opportunity to go back and do it again, know what it's going to take to win.
And, John, you've seen that. All the teams you've been on in your travels where a team has gotten in and a kind of a light bulb went off, this is what we're playing for. We're now here in the postseason, and kind of how that can motivate a group during the summer, right, to get back there.
100%. Yeah, that's the kind of reason that those are the things you say, why do you want to get in? For those kind of reasons, you know. And Dante, you mentioned that from a fan standpoint, from a media standpoint, from overall interest of our organizational standpoint, it would be great. So I'll go back and say good experience to be going through this. Better experience if we make it.
Yeah, amen to that. Speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond. All right, just touch on Steve Clifford, if you would, John. You go back to February 1st. This Magic Club is the best defensive rating team in the NBA. They're third if you go back to January 1st. Can you just touch on what you've seen on that end of the floor and how Steve Clifford's principles are kind of materializing here with this group?
Yeah, I think it's the principles, and I think it's the defensive concepts. I think it's that. But I think, Dante, maybe even more than that. What great coaches do is they get their teams to play hard. The offensive execution is important and can be critical, and the defensive principles and execution of those can be very important and critical. But nothing is more important than getting you guys to compete night in and night out. You talk about, defense, and people say, what is defense? Is playing hard, is competing. And that's what Steve does a great job with. He does that. I always say, he does that through organization. Our guys know how prepared he is every night. And they know that he's going to have them prepared. What we try to do in all circumstances, what we're trying to do organizationally, is take all the excuses away from our guys. And that, you don't want them to be able to say, well, we lost because, well, we weren't prepared, or we didn't have this, or we didn't have the best of that, or it's because our organization doesn't do this good enough. We're trying to take all those excuses away. And I know this, Steve Clifford, I think our guys would say, look, from an organizational standpoint, from a preparation standpoint, he takes all those excuses away.
Oh, he certainly does. That's a great point. Great insight, John. And I'd like to ask you about a couple of guys in particular. I know you mentioned Mo Bamba and Markelle Fultz. I know we don't have a timetable for Markelle's return, but what do the next couple weeks, months look like as far as Markelle? As much as you're able to tell us, what kind of is the plan that has been laid out for Markelle?
Well, he's in a great spot right now. He's in Los Angeles with a rehab person that's doing great work with him. And he's in a comfort zone there, and that, it's a good thing, a comfort zone that there's trust. There's trust between he and the physical therapist that he's working with, and so we want to continue that, and at the correct time, and it's going to happen at the correct time, obviously, that person is going to pass the torch on to our group, and that same physical therapy will continue, and we're going to have him ready to play. I love how Jeff Weltman has said it. Jeff has said, look, we don't want to have Markelle. We don't want to march him out there and have him play 6-8 minutes in the game and have people overcritical of every step, every dribble, every shot that he's doing out there. When we put him on the floor, we present him. We want to present him as a guy who's ready to play and go 100% and be able to play a full entire game.
And I would think Markelle would appreciate that. Isn't a lot of this next few weeks and months just kind of learning each other and building trust and understanding what kind of guy he is and, as you mentioned, putting him in the best position to succeed?
That's right. Dante, that's the word, trust. It's just, is he going to believe in us and are we going to believe in him? And look, I can tell you thus far it's been absolutely great. And I think, all she's looking for is the right, proper support. And all we're asking for him in return of that is give us back everything that he can possibly do to get himself ready. So from that point, I think we're going to be just fine.
Well, we look forward to following that progress. And another guy I'll ask you is Mo Bamba. I know we'd love to have Mo out there, especially these last 16 games as this team makes this playoff push. How is Mo? How are his spirits? And what do the next few weeks or rest of the season look like for him?
The boot's off.
So, good sign.
Yeah, the boot's off, that's a good thing. See him walking normal again, and I'm sure he's much, much more comfortable in that regard. So, no, Mo's doing great, doing absolutely great. He's had this little window here to work on his upper body strength, and our staff is doing a great job with him in that regard. And another situation, Dante, the worst thing we do is to rush him back, and we're not going to do that. We're going to take our time and get him comfortable, and once again get him on the floor when he's 100% ready to go.
All right, the last thing I want to ask you about, and we appreciate the updates as always, but we know Nick Vucevic is an all-star. We know Terrence Ross has been unbelievable off the bench, and there's a lot of guys that have kind of established themselves or are doing that on this roster as we speak. But a couple of guys that have emerged, John, guys that you both have found, you and Jeff, in Kem Birch and Isaiah Briscoe. Can you just touch on kind of the lift that they have given, how they've kind of solidified that second unit, and what you're seeing? How does anyone even know to go to Estonia to find a guy, but you find Isaiah Briscoe and Kem Birch. Just touch on those two guys and what they're giving you right now.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Jeff deserves all the credit on Birch, because last summer before last, when we just had gotten the job, we were talking about a roster and talking about potential guys that, you know, could be available that are playing internationally, and Jeff brought up Birch's name. And I got to be honest with you, I barely remembered Kim. I know Kim was a good player coming out of high school.
Sure.
And then signed to Pitt, I believe, and then went to UNLV. So knew who he was, but he's kind of off the radar for me, to be honest with you.
Sure.
And Jeff brought him up, and he said I think he'd seen him play that previous season, and we signed him. And you know, Kim is just he's a really solid person and a really solid player, and you can put him in a game. You know, when you can have a guy come off the bench and not hurt you, that's very important. And Kim doesn't do that. He never puts himself in a position where he's going to put himself in a compromising position and hurt his team on the floor. Not only does that, he has time when he's helping you, because he protects the rim at a much better rate than you think he would. He rebounds the ball efficiently, and he's a very good screener, very good passer, and points are just going to come to him at different times. But, you know, he was a great get for us. And Isaiah Briscoe, kind of the same sort of thing. You know, Jeff has kept talking to Matt Lloyd in particular about you know, who's that guy? Is there another guy like a Kem Birch out there? And I remember Matt bringing up Isaiah's name, and we had Isaiah then come in for we had a little mini camp last summer, and Isaiah played well, and we signed him. So both those guys have done a very good job for us.
Well, that's great. Hopefully it can continue these last 16 games, and I'll meet you out at Bay Hill. Do you think you can get there by 2, John, and we'll walk around, we'll follow Zach Johnson?
If you're there, I'm there. Let's go.
All right. Good stuff. I appreciate it as always, and we'll see you tomorrow. Good luck, John. Thanks.
Thanks, Dante.
Okay, you got it. He's the best. John Hammond, general manager for the Orlando Magic. We still have more to do here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We'll kind of go over some of the things that John has laid out. We'll preview tomorrow's game against the Dallas Mavericks. And oh, by the way, John's right. This is critical. This 7-game stretch coming up for the Magic. It's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2019-20 season. With the full season plan, you can enjoy every Magic home game all season long for as low as $12 a game. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to get your full season plan today. We'll be back to close out the show here in just a moment on 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Oh boy, critical stretch coming up. Great to hear from Magic General Manager John Hammond, and we want to touch on those thoughts here in just a moment. But the season is winding down, folks, and these games are all meaningful, and we want you here in the building. No better way to do that than with the Slam Dunk Fast Break Pass. You purchase one pass for only $39, and that gets you 4 Magic home games in March and April. OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your Slam Dunk Pass today. 4 games for $39, critical games. As you heard from the general manager of the Orlando Magic, this stretch coming up, these next 7 games are critical, AB, and I love what he said. Okay, yeah, sure, Dante, yeah, this experience would be great even if you don't get into the postseason, being in the hunt, being chased for the playoffs. But getting in is better. Amen to that. We've been talking about that all year. Let's get to the postseason, and I loved those comments.
Dante, the best part about it was he was just like, yeah, it'd be good, but you know what's better? Like, if you actually get in, like, that's, man, when was the last time we heard that? You know, like, so much of what we've heard over the last 5 years is about building towards a future. Well, now it's time to just, like, go out and get what you want.
And you know what? And I think along those lines, I think there would be a kind of a big feeling of disappointment, obviously. It is anytime you don't make the postseason. But to have been this close, to have been in eighth as recently as 3 days ago, and to kind of let that get away, which happened. Listen, you had a difficult schedule. And I think if you were to look at the schedule after the All-Star break and say, okay, there's three really good teams, probably don't get that. Or I'm sorry, four really good teams, probably don't get those ones, as John laid out. Three really bad ones, you probably win that. You're probably thinking the first seven games you go 3-4, which is what you did.
Yeah.
But you've proven you can beat anybody. You've proven you could lose to the three worst teams in the Eastern Conference. And he said it too, Aaron, we're under 500 too. So nothing's a give me. But if you come out and play like you're capable of, play like you do against the Golden States of the world, the Phillies of the world, then you really have an opportunity. I think you have to win five of the next seven. And I think you have an opportunity to win six or seven. I mean, you have an opportunity to win them all, but I think you got to get five.
And Dante, to me, the biggest thing was they're taking away excuses of why this team can't win games. You know, the preparedness of Steve Clifford, just going about your business every day like a professional does. I loved that comment that said, regardless of what our record is, we don't have excuses anymore for why we lose games because we are ready each and every night.
No, I like that, and it's from top to bottom. It's from your facility that you're working in. It's from the way you travel. It's from the food that you have. It's from the access to trainers and staff. I mean, it's everything. You know, we are going to give you everything possible to do your job, and I love, you're exactly right to phrase it that way. We're taking away all excuses. So that being said, we've taken away all excuses. The work at hand is 16 games left. You're one game out of the playoffs. The team in front of you is Miami, who you lead 2-1, and you have one game remaining. You have an opportunity to win that tiebreaker. And who knows? You're 3.5 games out of seventh. Brooklyn has a brutal schedule, so you might even be able to make up some more ground there. But I think it's critical to go on a little bit of a run starting tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks and get back to the postseason. That's what we all are hoping for here, Aaron. That's why these guys work so hard to make it to the NBA is for a chance, as John said, to taste the postseason and what that could do for these guys.
Absolutely. It's not about being in the lottery anymore. It's about making the playoffs, and I love that.
I love that. So that's the goal. Next up will be the Dallas Mavericks here tomorrow. We start at 6:30 right here on the Magic Radio Network, 96.9 The Game, also 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida. It is Faith and Family Night tomorrow. Very few tickets remain, but there are some. OrlandoMagic.com. You can get your tickets. Thanks to General Manager John Hammond for joining us on the program. Thanks, as always, to producer Aaron Berlin. Have a great night, everyone. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.